Debug the hive, kick back, clear your mind.
A project crossed the 100,000 star mark this week, which for open source agent tooling now reads like an ecosystem level signal. I'm Alex Morgan. Welcome to Debug the Hype. Today is July 20th, 2026. Quick note, this show is independent and not affiliated with or endorsed by GitHub. This week, Next Level Builder's UI/UX Pro Max skill started pulling unusual attention, with its star velocity spiking and designers sharing installs in public threads. The project exposes a CLI installer that pushes design intelligence into AI coding assistance so teams can generate platform-ready UI guidance alongside code. It's attracting people because the workflow ties design constraints, brand specs, component rules, into the agent pipeline instead of leaving them in separate docs. Watch this if your agents keep producing one-off visual designs. Bake design rules into the pipeline or your UI will look like a patchwork. This week, CC Switch saw another growth burst, and the Farian 1231 project is emerging as a single desktop manager for multiple agents. It's built with Rust and a Tori front end that bundles installers and runtime management for agent tooling like Claude Code and Gemini CLI. The mechanism is simple, a cross-platform app that orchestrates different local and cloud agents so you don't manually configure each one. If you're juggling two or three agent tool chains at work, this kind of manager will save you time and configuration drift. This week, SpecKit surged into mainstream attention, with maintainers and teams citing it as a practical way to define what to build before building it when they attach agents to code. At its core, the repo provides a spec-driven process you can plug into CI and agent workflows, formal specs, automated checks, and discoverable extension hooks, so agents generate against explicit acceptance criteria rather than vague prompts. The README says it plainly, define what to build before building it with any AI coding agent, and that matters because it flips the control model from reactive prompting to deterministic specs. Architecturally, SpecKit is designed as a workflow layer, not a model. Think clear specifications, a catalog of extensions, and automation that enforces the spec during generation and review. That design choice trades faster ad hoc prototyping for reproducibility and fewer surprise rollbacks. Teams that adopt it report fewer revision loops because the agent has an executable target to aim at. One community note in the docs shows maintainers verify community extension entries so catalogs remain trustworthy rather than a free-for-all. That curation is the small but crucial guardrail. Practically, plate this onto an agent orchestration tool and you get predictable outputs. The agent runs against tests derived from the spec, produces changes, and CI either accepts or rejects the patch. The trade-off is obvious. Spending time up front to write specs costs calendar days, but can save weeks of refactor when multiple agents start auto-generating the same components. If your team treats agents like pair programmers, SpecKit is the scaffolding that turns noisy drafts into auditable artifacts. As more teams let agents write code, a spec-first process will be the only reliable way to keep automated changes auditable, testable, and safe in production. Relatedly, this week, Gemini CLI continued its climb as terminal-first access to Google's models becomes more practical and visible across products. The repo brings Gemini into the terminal with a TypeScript codebase and end-to-end chaining tests, which lets developers script conversational flows, tool invocation, and local file operations from a familiar shell. That plumbing is different from a web playground. It treats the model like a first-class development tool you can pipe inputs to, run chains, and capture structured outputs. The important design trade-offs show up in three places: latency and capability, because you're talking to a cloud model, privacy, because terminal workflows can feed local files into the model, and integration, because the CLI surfaces tool invocation and chaining primitives that echo a programmatic API. Developers testing it this week pointed out the repo's CI badges and chained N-to-E tests, which signals the maintainers are treating the CLI as production-ready rather than a toy. A concrete concern surfaced in reporting this month that some Google features send screen snippets to Jamai for processing, which means teams should audit what they pipe to a terminal agent before giving it access to sensitive files. Community reactions I saw were split. Some developers love the immediacy of terminal tooling, others want stricter, local guards, and opt-out telemetry. Expect the next wave of work here to be focused on safe local runners, fine-grained file filters, and audit logs for any file or prompt that leaves your machine. As terminal agents become production tooling, teams need both spec-driven workflows and strict data controls. They work together to keep what agents write correct and what they see private. If you're shipping with agents this quarter, try pairing a simple spec-first checklist with strict input filters before you adopt any terminal agent. Thanks for listening. I'm Alex Morgan. Debug the hype.
Debug the hype. Where the builders talk it through. Oh yeah. From the glitch to the glow. Every line, every clue. Debug the hype. Tune in, take that ride.